That really wraps up our installation phase. We have 9 installs. We've had, you know, nine installation practices and a scrimmage. So starting later this afternoon, we're going to turn our attention to Atlanta and preparing our team to play a game. I thought today's probably, we covered an overtime situation. We covered the last plays of the half, last plays of the game. So situationally, I think we've covered just about everything that could pop up in the game Friday night. And now we got to get our guys focused in, dialed in on our plan, and go execute Friday night in Atlanta.
Will you create a game plan for the Falcons?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
You didn't do that before, I don't think, in the first exhibition game.
No, we've always had one. What we, you know, really, Omar, what we've done both years is, or all three, I guess, is in the spring we kind of look at the first, once the preseason schedule gets set, we do a lot of our planning really in the spring, since we know we're not going to get any extra film on them anyway, and we put together a generic game plan based on what we see and what we think our team is going to look like August 8th or 9th, whatever that day is. So we've tweaked it a little bit, but we had some thoughts down before we left in June, and we're going to be installing it this afternoon.
Coach, how hard is it when trying to get ready for this first preseason game, you got guys a little nicked up, wondering how healthy they're going to be for this first preseason game, which obviously would be different if it was a regular season game, but you want to look at guys. How hard is that on you and your coaching staff trying to figure out who's ready Friday night?
Yeah, well, it's also a collective effort with the medical people as well. We have a full padded practice scheduled for tomorrow, so we've got to get through that, Joe, before we can really come up with a definite personnel plan. Obviously, we'd love to have everybody available to play, and we want to evaluate everybody, but we'll see if that's feasible or not.
It must be weird during practice as a coach, because at one point your quarterback's throwing a lot of picks, but also the backs, the defensive backs, the three quarterbacks against, a lot of interceptions. So how do you kind of weigh that out?
Yeah. Well, you're looking for on either side of the ball and in special teams guys to make plays. So you're happy when guys are making plays. And sometimes a pick could be a very competitive play. It could be a good throw, and the guys are battling for the ball, and somebody comes up with the football. So just because it's a pick doesn't always mean it's, oh, my God, it's a terrible play. Obviously, offensively, we don't want to have those in a ball game. But, you can't get too high or too low in the middle of a practice, because it can taint your image. And usually what I tell the team in my brief comments after practice is that, I give them my immediate reaction to practice, but I also always say, hey, if I'm wrong, I'm gonna be watching the tape here in a half hour, and I'll take a peek.
How do you feel, Ryan? What was your immediate reaction today with the pass?
There was too many interceptions. However, I thought we responded well later in the practice and kind of worked through it, and I thought it was decent.
Do you like the way Ryan is progressing through
that? Yeah, I do. I like the way, I want to say it was the first, we did a pressure period over here, and I believe it might have been the first play that, I think Finnegan intercepted the first play of the drill, if I'm not mistaken. And then I thought we responded as an offensive unit collectively and had some good plays in a productive period. Obviously, you don't want to start with that, but that happened, and I thought he responded well.
Finding the ball, but what does he need to do to solidify that starting spot opposite Ryan?
Yeah, just play consistently. He's going to have opportunities to compete in the preseason. We're going to give him, snaps in the preseason, and we got to see him execute the defense and do his job responsibility on a consistent basis, and then we'll make our decisions.
With Delmas, what was the thinking going in when you acquired him, when you pursued him, and what have you seen out of him in the last couple of months?
The thing that really attracted us to Delmas was his play speed. We thought he played the game fast and decisively, very little hesitation, and he was physical and active football player. And since he's been here, a lot of those things we've seen in practice. I think he's been an excellent locker room addition. He's seems to really fit in well here. He likes it here. So far, I'm very pleased with him.
Joe, are you using photos or iPads on the sideline?
We want to experiment with both of them. Obviously, we know the still photos. We used them a little bit the other day on Saturday, and we'll continue to experiment with them. I think the initial reaction, based on it won't be a factor necessarily Friday night, but some guys said with the sun, the tablet was, you could still certainly see it, but maybe not as clear. And we got to teach a couple guys how to draw on the tablet with the little, we got some work to do, but we're going to work through that in the preseason.
Joe, the defense the last 3 days, Saturday, Monday, today, they produced a lot of turnovers. Mm-hmm. Have they been
advantageous? I mean, right place at the right time, or have they been forcing the turnovers, actually causing the turnovers?
No, I think both, Chris. You know, I think there's, as you said, there's been multiple ones. I mean, there was a number of them in the – we've had a lot of tip passes the last couple I think we had one Saturday. We had one yesterday. We had a couple in that – even we did that half-line pass drill, which is a real good drill. We can get a lot of reps against, you know, different formations and different coverages. And they've been doing a good job getting their hands on the ball. And, again, we don't try to overcomplicate matters. I mean, if you get your hand on the football, we want to be able to catch it and secure it. And I think overall we've done a pretty good job of that.
Joe, what can you tell us about the embracing of the sports science technology mumbo-jumbo?
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you called it that. Yeah, it's an emerging field. I think it's still – there's a lot of things. Dave Poloka and Darren Krein, our strength and conditioning staff, and Ryan with his and our training staff have worked collaboratively. We're gathering a lot of data. We had some last training camp. We had, again, a good bit of information from the OTAs. And now, you know, we've had discussions. You know, one day we had a discussion about you know, hey, this player's gotten his player loads or his volume or his max speeds. And, you know, again, that's something a little bit that I'm trying to get used to, and I'm looking to make solid decisions based on some of the information those guys give us. But they're working their tail off. I mean, I was, you know, in the weight room this morning at 6:30. They're putting all the GPS things in. They're working, putting their jersey. You know, it's a lot of work, and there's a lot of information. And I think the key is interpreting it correctly and making decisions that are sound.
Joe, what kind of camp is Brent Grimes having, and how big of a luxury is having that kind of ship out there?
Yeah. The thing you really like about Brent from my seat is the way he comes out here. And again, I don't know the exact number of years he's been in the league, but it's been a while. And he comes out and he practices hard every single day. And he likes football. He likes the game. He likes to compete. And that's a great example. You know, I can sit up in a team meeting and say, hey, let's get out there and let's compete and let's get after it and let's do this. And so what we attempt to do a lot is show pictures of our own guys, the 31-year-old Cam Wake, or he might even be 32 now. He's getting up there. Grant Grimes, Randy Starks has been hustling. We showed a play on Sunday night in our team meeting of Randy Starks, you know, hustling his tail off the ball. That's the best way, instead of me, you know, standing up in front of a microphone in a team meeting doing it. And I think our guys, and that Brent's done that on a consistent basis.
Couple more.
How's Joe be looking in his new role?
I think he's doing well. Yeah, he's doing well. We've still gotten him some reps at his old position as well. So I think that versatility at the end of the day is going to pay off for him. But I think his play speed's been good. His assignment execution's been good. So looking forward to seeing him play well on Friday night.
You know, Cortland Finnegan's a guy who's long had a reputation for a big personality. Do you see his personality as a positive addition to the locker room culture here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and again, I would say I'm not overly familiar with, you know, some of his past, not having been around him before. But the thing I like about him, again, I think the example and what you do is most important. He's spent an awful lot of time since the day he got here with Will Davis and Jamar Taylor, showing them the ropes, spending time, both, you know, little tidbits on the field, in the meeting room, in the locker room, off the field. So those kind of things, I think he's fit in very well, and I like what he's done.
Joe, at times you've been without key offensive players over the last few days, Lamar, Brian Hartline, Wallace Clay. I know that gives other guys opportunities. Has it been all good from that standpoint, or has it been a little bit of a detriment not having some key pieces there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Chris, as I've said many times, and it's true, I mean, I'd love to have everybody every practice. I mean, and be like at this time of the year to be smart about how much we use some of those guys, some of those established players. So, you know, I think it's if you're going to get injured in training camp and you're going to miss practice time in training camp, it's probably better if you're a player that's got a lot of experience, because you're not missing the learning curve that, you know, a young player, a rookie player, or those type of things. So I don't like to see any player get miss practice time for their sake, for the team's sake, but I understand that it happens.